the last episode, Pablo and Isabel try to find out who this I that hides behind the scenes and underneath our characters really is. Who is the I who says I doubt? I am angry. I am sad. Pablo does seem to have the alarm clock that allows us to leave the stage and get out of our worst nightmares. But now he wonders what would happen if the alarm clock didn't work for some reason. If he fell asleep on the planet of sadness, for example. Is this what we call depression? Let's join Paul and Pablo as they explore the mechanics of awakening, the mechanics of our inner alarm clock. Last night, Paul met Max, a former colleague. Max was feeling desperate. His wife, who has been depressed for a few months, had finally been hospitalised. Today is Wednesday. Pablo is working from home from doing some research for his presentation. Paul is working next to him. Both have decided to stay at the dining room table instead of isolating themselves. Pablo in his room, Paul in his office. And the memory of Max's distress passes like a cloud in Paul's mind. Pablo just happens to glance up and sees the shadow of this cloud in his father's eyes.
"Dad, are you okay?" asked Pablo.
Paul looks up at his son. "Ah, well, yes," he says. "I've just been thinking about Max. You see, his wife is really depressed and has had to go into hospital," Paul explains. Pablo looks over at his dad, concerned.
"How do we know when we're depressed, Dad?" he asks.
"Well, I suppose that we become sad more and more often, and the future looks darker and darker, and after a while maybe we don't even see that there's any way out." Paul answers sadly, and Pablo continues.
"Yesterday I was very sad, and today you look really miserable, and Mum feels that her project in Latin America isn't going the way she wants it to, and she's really worried. So the three of us have three different conditions. Dad, does that mean that we're depressed?" asked Pablo.
Paul smiles at his son's logic and answers cheerfully. "There's no need to worry about us right now. None of us is even close to depression. These are just feelings that are passing through." Pablo is relieved.
"You know, Dad, yesterday when I was feeling sad, Mum told me a story, and if I got it right, we are like the sun that lights up and allows us to see everything that's happening in our lives. And sometimes what is happening is so sad, so scary, so intense that we get so caught up in the story that it's the way it feels in movies. Actually, Dad, it's like Eric's virtual reality goggles. Last week, we were totally in a story of Hernan Cortez, who discovered cocoa in Mexico, and it was so cool. Eric, Hernan and I were in a big boat, and we were facing the Mayan pyramids surrounded by Indians covered in feathers of all kinds of colours, which made us all terribly afraid. And then Hernan suddenly appeared to my right, handing me a bowl of hot chocolate. I was so surprised I dropped my drink for real, like the Hernan story was fake. But the drink was real, and the sound of my glass smashing snapped me out of my story."
"Well said, Pablo," says Paul. "You absolutely were the one holding the virtual reality goggles, the one watching the story, immersing yourself in the adventures that were unfolding before your very eyes. We all know this truth, but it's so easy to forget it when the story is so captivating. And then we remember when something or someone takes us out of our dream. And then sometimes we forget again. And then later on we remember."
"Well, Dad, I am happy that we have an inside alarm clock," Pablo says with a sigh of relief. "Saved by the bell. That's what Eric said when we're both trapped inside the story with those virtual reality goggles. And by the way, it's also what Eric says when the bell rings at the end of geography lessons," Pablo giggles.
"What do you mean with this internal inside alarm clock?" asked Paul, guessing that a nugget of wisdom is on its way.
"Well, Dad, when I was on the boat with Hernan Cortez and looking at the world through Eric's virtual reality goggles, I was so caught up by these scary Indians in front of me that the sight of Hernan handing me my hot chocolate made me drop my own glass. And that woke me up. You see, Dad, it's the same with my alarm clock in the morning. When it rings, it also wakes me up. Out of my story, this time a dream, in the same way that the virtual reality goggles work, and then I got woken up out of the Hernan story. I can see that it's the same with our geography lesson too. When I get caught up in the story of the boring lesson, a story I made up, the bell brings me back to reality where everything is always okay. Oh, Dad, it's obvious, isn't it? How could I describe what I am doing in the story if I am the character himself? You can't be in front of and in the screen at the same time, can you? After a brief silence, Pablo continues hesitantly. Dad, can the alarm clock break? Can we get stuck on the planet of sadness? He looks a little bit worried. Paul takes a moment to fully consider his son's question. In Mum's story, didn't you say that we were the sun, warm and bright? A sun that warms us and allows us to see clearly through all of our made-up stories.
I kind of think that's what she said, confirms Pablo.
Well, you know, continues Paul, a cloud can pass in front of the sun, and that's probably what happened in front of the sun for Barbara, Max's wife. This cloud can be surrounded by many other black clouds, clouds which are so thick that right now Barbara can't see anything anymore. But do you think that these clouds can ever really extinguish the sun? Paul glances over at Pablo, inviting him to continue the conversation. Paul leaves this question hanging in the air, like a subtle strand of hope. In a way, it would be a shame to wrap it up, to tie it up and put it away. And what if you too let this question unfold like the sails of a ship, or the wings of a butterfly, to see where it might take you. I'll see you in the next episode, the third part of this trilogy, to explore new horizons and get more clarity around depression and our innate health. If you want to listen to an enlightening piano meditation, go back to the previous episode. The meditation begins after 2 minutes and 34 seconds. It will take you on a journey to familiar planets, the planets of doubt, anger, sorrow, joy. And eventually, this guided meditation will bring you back home to the core of who you already are.